Today's Perek in Tanakh is Yoshua Perek Vav. And we have now been brought up to the moment in which the Tzar Tzva Hashem comes to Yoshua and informs him it is standing on a place of Gilei Hashchina, and therefore he must remove his shoes. Although he doesn't remove both shoes, he only removes Na'al Cha. Moshe Rabbeinu had to remove both shoes. Because, as the Medrash points out, not only was he not standing in Eretz Yisrael, which accounts for the mitzvah Atmat Kodesh, he was never going to get there. So that he lost out in both ways. Whereas Yoshua was Zoche Likanes Laretz, even though he lost out, that it was Yoshua Beno, we don't find him having sons. But this means that what we're about to see, if he says Atabati, we're about to see something that requires a Sar Tzva Hashem. And this, indeed, brings us to the city of Yericho. Yericho, so geret and sugeret, mipnei bnei Yisrael, ein yotzei v'ein ba. Now Yericho has closed itself up entirely. And also, obviously, it was surrounded by bnei Yisrael. So it itself was closed with barzel and nechoshet, as the Targum points out, but it could mean misugeret also, by the fact that it was besieged. No one gets in, no one can come to help, and the Medrash says that all of the umos gathered together in Yericho, because this was the due or die city. Now we know that originally the shlichut was to see, to the Meraglim, to see Eretz Yisrael, the et Yericho. And from there we're medayik, that this means Yericho is essentially the paradigm of the entire kibush. So the Yericho was kosher mikulam, Yericho expressed kulam, and therefore the only thing that they really brought back was the information about Yericho, and that is kol ha'aretz. So in this case, everyone there, the indigenous population, viewed it also as the sogeret and the sogeret. It was in the lashon of the medrash, the manul, so to speak, of Eretz Yisrael. This was the key. And if it's locked, it's locked well. Vayomer Adonai Yehoshua, Re'ei natati biyadchat Yericho ve'et malka giborei achaya. I am about to hand over Yericho, the melech of Yericho. Giborei achaya refers both to the melech and to all of the knights within Yericho. And this is to be done in a way that is not standard milchama at all. And Chazal tells us if it hadn't been really for the chet of the Meraglim, in which Klal Yisrael basically went to war in their own minds, we should have been able to just walk into Eretz Yisrael without any kind of resistance. And that happened only one of the yeshiva amamim, and that was the Girgashi. We have a Kabbalah that the Girgashi upped and left, and therefore they were given the schus to a beautiful country in Africa and never had to suffer the problems of Yerusha's Aretz. And indeed, Yoshua offers everyone that opportunity. We saw there was a Kriyat Shalom. Gemara learns out there's always an opportunity to get out and not to fight. However, the issue in terms of Milchama, we find that the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bedafka left over people that would fight. And that's why there's a Sar Tzva Hashem, because we have Altar game, Pen Yishkechuani. So we want to make sure that Klal Yisrael doesn't forget how to fight. In other words, if we get to a matzav in which we take for granted that things are ours without fighting, then you end up losing the things that you need to fight for. This is, of course, very much what happened to the West. After finally learning how much you have to fight to provide your freedom, you now think that it's an entitlement. If you think something is entitlement, you lose it. And that's the pen yishkechu ami, amazing pasuk. So don't kill out all the enemies, because if you do, we'll never remember how much we need to fight. So milchama needs to be built in on some level into the nature of Yisrael. But on the other hand, and that's kivush. Kivush aretz is part of puravu. Miluat aretz v'kivshua. It's part of the vision of the achievement of humanity at the end. It's meant to be kavush. Kivush of Eretz Yisrael is the ultimate kivush. We, again, affected by Western sensibilities, don't like this idea. The idea of walking in and destroying an entire city instead of being merachim on the children, on the women, on the behemoths, on exactly what happened with Shaul, who was merachim on Amalek. It's because we don't like war. And this was the curse in the end of Esav. Yan dam saneta, dam yirdefucha. You hate spilling blood because you're so peaceful. That's the gematria of Esav, is shalom. Therefore, you will be forced to pay in blood for hating blood. And this we know every time people are afraid to spill blood, the results are infinitely, infinitely worse in terms of blood. And so here we're about to invade, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a magical way of capturing Yericho. V'sabotem et ha'ir, kol anshei ha'milchama, hakeif et ha'ir pa'amachat, kol ta'aseh sheshet yamim. You are to walk around the city in a circle, the entire army, one time per day over a period of 6 days. And then, not only shall you walk around, but you shall appoint shiv'a kohanim, יישאו שבעה שופרות היובלים לפני הארון, וביום השביעי תסובו את העיר שבע פעמים, והכהנים יתקעו בשופרות. You are to have seven כהנים that are carrying, this is all very poetic, seven כהנים carrying seven שופרות that are יובלים, they're ram horns, בדווקא, in front of the ארון. This, the Medrash points out, is another breakdown from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, in that Moshe Rabbeinu was zocha to chatzotzrot, which means that it doesn't have to go all the way back to the animal, but rather the human construct is sufficient to be maybe the kohot of zechira min hashamayim, of din. Yoshua, even though he was talmid Hashem Moshe, never had chatzotzrot, and that we learn out, asei lecha, only Moshe Rabbeinu was zocha to use chatzotzrot. And the Kohanim, on the seventh day, you're to walk around seven times, and the Kohanim are to blow on the shofar. Vayabim shoch bekeren ayovel. Kishomachem et kol ha-shofar, yariu kol ha-am tshuva gdola. This is on the seventh day. Bimshoch bekeren ayovel. When there is what we call a tkiya gdola, when the tkiya keeps now blowing for a long time, mishicha, everyone else should do a trua. And then nafla chomat ha'ir tachtea, the wall of the city will fall beneath itself, which Gemara says means that it was absorbed into the ground because it was basically as thick as it was high. There's no way that it could fall. It needed to be nafla tachtea. And then v'alu ha'am ish negdo, climb the city. Each person where they're standing, just walk in. Vayikra Yoshua binun el ha'kohanim vayomer aleihem se'u et aron ha'brit. So this is his now explanation. Lifnei ha'aron is that this is to be accomplished really with the sivuv of the aron habrit. V'shiva kohanim yisu shiva shofarot yovlim lifnei aron adonai. So what are we talking about over here? The assertion of the brit that was made originally with Avram Avinu on the schus of Yerushas Eretz Yisrael. Take that aron, everybody follows and walks around the city, and then the shofarot mean that the city becomes bottle, essentially. So what has happened over here is very similar to the original knisa of all of Klal Yisrael, between the Badei Ha'aron, which we pointed out were different pshatim, but everybody agreed there was a gishu. Somehow or other we needed to come into that space. And the Ha'aron represents a hyperspace, essentially, which is what we're doing to Yericho. What we're doing is we are asserting a space around Yericho, which means that we provide for its space. People look at a city usually as being that which provides the space for the person. When you're going into a chuppah, people, you look at it the same way. I'm bringing her into my home. But then she walks around you seven times, exactly like Yericho. And that's it, exactly the remez, that it's the nekevat esovev gever, the real beiti, ishti is beiti, as Rabbi Yochanan would always call his wife, my home. So that the physical home is butel to the space of the home, completely. And the space of the home is entirely hyperspace. That's something that now subsumes the other space. The moment that you understand that, the city has no power, because it's just a local, temporary mix-up in what the real space was. So by taking the aron around it, we're asserting this is really your space.
The woman going around the man asserts this is...
Well, that's true. Yeah. It's exactly true. It's not sarcastic. I mean, that really is what happened. That's why ultimately, when the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt, so there, the Ezrat Nashim, the third Beit HaMikdash, completely surrounds the Azar of the men. The remez to that, Chazal say, is Nikivat Tesovev Gever, which of course is ultimately the tikkun of the whole idea of Gan Eden, in which the mechanical Huyim Sholbach meant that men ruled over women. So too, the idea for Milchama and Kibush, in this case, would have meant that you need to mechanically take Eretz Yisrael. To take Yericho, which was the opening of Yerushas Haaretz, it was necessary to get beyond the mechanical. And therefore, once the wall disappears, walk in, is what he was saying. And that walking in is meant to be walking into all of Eretz Yisrael. Vayomer, so now Yoshua speaks to the rest of the people, Ivru v'sobu et ha'ir, walk around now the entire city. This could be the rest of the Amma Milchama, not necessarily women and children and so on, but those who are the Milchama behind the Kayanim and the Chalutz. Obviously, there's the Chalutz Yavor Lifnei Aron Adonai. There we said we have the Chalutz going in front. This is rather strange, because you think of the Chalutz as being the Marines, is that they're the ones that are going to be fighting. Over here, the Chalutz who are fighting are the ones who are the first to assert the nature of the space, rather than the nature of their weapons. They're not doing anything with their weapons. Vayi kemor Yoshua la'am. V'shiva ha'kohanim nosim shiva shofarot ha'yovlim lifnei Adonai. Avru v'taku b'shofarot v'aron brit Adonai olech achareihem. Now this actually takes place. We're going to describe now the first day, and then say this went ahead another 6 days. V'achalutz olech lifnei hakohanim tokei hashofarot v'amaasef olech acharei aron aloch v'taku b'shofarot. And so we had the chalutz, the b'nei Gad, b'nei Reuven. They were walking ahead, followed by the kohanim, the aron abris, blowing on the shofarot, followed by machane dan amaasef l'kol machanot. So this was a machane, but a machane of war. So that it was going to war with the Oron HaBrit. Ve'ta'am tziva Yehoshua. Everyone else was told, lo tariu, ve'lo tashmi'a et kochem, ve'lo yetzei mipichem davar. You are not to take part in any of this. This is not psychological warfare, in which we're trying to make a lot of noise and scare the people. Keep yourselves quiet. The important thing is walk around. Ad yom omri alechem hariu. When I tell them on that day, I'll tell you, on the seventh day, b'meiria, then hariyotem, and go in. V'yasev et Aron Adonai et ha'ir hakev pa'am echat, v'yavo ha'machane v'yalinu b'machane. The Aron went around only one time, and then they went back into their machane and slept over until the next morning. V'yashkem Yehoshua b'boker, v'yisua kohanim et Aron Adonai. And again, the next morning, v'shiva kohanim, nosim shiva shofarot ayovlim, lifnei Aron Adonai, ochim aloch, the tekiah went as they were walking, not that they stopped to be tekiah. Again, we see the focus is the oren, and everything else is in terms of the oren. The chalutz in front of the oren, masef acharei oren, hamasef alech acharei aron Adonai, aloch v'takoa b'shofarot. Same thing happens on the second day, one circle, v'yashuvu hamachane, ko asur sheshet hayamim. And now came Vayim Bayom HaShevi'i. Now came the seventh day. Say Chazal, the seventh day is Shabbos. So Yom HaShevi'i relates to Yom HaShevi'i in my separations. And here they didn't wake up in the morning. They woke up Kalot HaShachar. Vayashkimu Ba'alot Kalot HaShachar, because this time they needed to have seven Hakafas and then to actually take over the city. And therefore they were Vayasovu at Ha'ir Kamishpat HaZeh, but they did it Sheva Pa'amin. Rak Bayom Ahu, Savavu at Ha'ir Sheva Pa'amin. Vayi, Bapam HaShvid, you notice the repetitive Sheva, the Sheva Kohanim, and the Sheva Yovlot, and the Yom HaShvi'i, and the Sheva Pa'amin Bayom HaShvi'i. Vayi, Bapam HaShvi'i. So this is all a getter of the Kiddush and the Chavivas of Sheva, which is why it had to take place on Shabbos, which is the final assertion, completion. Vayi, Bapam HaShvi'i, Taku HaKohanim HaShofarot, Vayom Yehoshua Laham Hariu, Ki Natan Adonai Lachem Et Ha'ir, Vayta Ir Cherem, He V'Kol Asher Ba Ladunai. The city is to be a cherem. Cherem has many meanings. Cherem means to be destroyed. Cherem means to be given to Hegdash. Cherem means to be unbuildable, and so on, all of which we'll see actually had application here. Rak Rachav Azonah Tichyeh, the only one that can survive this attack is Rachav. He V'Kol Asher Ita B'Bayit, she along with anyone who was in that house. She was the one who helped us with the messengers that we sent. Now, nowhere was Yehoshua commanded to actually be machrim the city. We do find the same exact thing happens with Moshe Rabbeinu. The first time that we have to fight, we call the Vayikru Shema Ir Chorma, because Klal Yisrael make a promise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if you will give us over the city, then we will be machrim, and they call it Chorma. L'maisef, as I'll point out, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, of course, points out a remarkable thing, that there were three times in which Bezdin was geizer something that became part of the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. There were maskim min ha-shamayim. Each one of these things was nogea, the return to Eretz Yisrael. One was Bimei Ezra, where midoraita, they were potter from Maaser, and they were makabel on themselves, Maaser, and they were gozer on themselves. One was Kimu v'kiblu ayudim, which was the actual beginning of the rebuilding of the second Beis HaMikdash. And one was Yehoshua coming in to build the first Knesset La'aretz. So that means Ezra, who was Nichnas La'aretz, Mordechai v'Esther, who were the Bonei HaMikdash, those were B'nai Shel Esther. And Yehoshua, we know that the Shekhinah was definitely saw this as part of the Brit, because what happens in the next parsha is that Hashem says, Chot Yisrael v'gamavru et briti. When someone was over on this Cheren, it becomes the bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means that our vision of Knesset La'aretz was central to the actual bris. The way we defined the Knesset became part of the actual brit itself. And that's why Yehoshua views this cheren as being extremely important, because it means that it defined for him what Yericho represented. And what was that? So one shot is, says the Medrash, it's because he saw it as an Iran Idachat. In the same way that we know that the Torah is makbid on a nir on yidacha to completely wipe it out, and it's osur ba'ana'a, he saw Yericho as representing the worst of the immorality and the avodah zarah. In other words, this was the height of the culture of Canaan, and it's this that needed to be shown to be unacceptable to us, so that the moral statement of the war was the destruction of Yericho. Another pshat is that because of the fact that it was done on Shabbos, he understood to mean that it's an act of Hegdash. Kodesh Yilachem, even though Maisa Shabbos are not really us as Hegdash, but in the same way that we know we have a Chumrah, somebody who cooked on Shabbos and so on, that we're Machmer on the food itself. He saw that this was not his. In the same way that this hyperspace that was being asserted because of the Aron Bris Hashem. It was being asserted on Yom HaShabbos as part of the nature of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu over Yisrael, over the world, and that's what we called it before, Adoin Haaretz, Adoin Kol Haaretz. That is the one who is coming now to give over Eretz Yisrael to us. We have no right to it. And therefore, it should be Kulay Mukhram L'Shamayim. It's also about now.
It's not our Shalah.
Not our Shalah. The perfect way to put it.
This they're, is, not, they're not called Malachim before the Shalah.
No, they're Malachim in the Gemara's Medayit. And indeed, Pinchas acted like a Malach in being invisible. He said, well, compared to Malachim, we could just be invisible if we want. So that's now a new understanding of the Meraglim. And the other pshat is, which is beautiful, is that this is viewed as Reshit Arisotechem Chala, which of course is Bereshit Bara Elokim. That's the Schus to Eretz Yisrael. Bishvil Reshis is Bishus Chala, says the Medrash. So over here, he saw this as the first fruit, so to speak. Since this was the first of the Kivush, which is the Bracha to humanity, therefore, we have to give everything Legavoa, Zalashon HaMedrash. So again, all of these Pshatim, Lamaisa, revolve around one idea, which is that the coming into Eretz Yisrael, the achievement, ultimately, of Nachla, is really an expression of primal kibush, not of a local kibush, and of a primal vision of Maisa Bereshis, in which Koach Ma'asavi Gidla Amo, which means that it's predatory. That's what's so important. In other words, we recognize the nature of Milchama as relating to the nature of Karbonis. This is B'schus HaKarbonis, that we get Eretz Yisrael, that's the Kachel Ha'ego mission, and so on and so forth, to Avram Avinu, at the Brit Benet Tarim, as the Bama Idaki Rashana. So that means that in the same way that we understand that a Mizbeach is an expression of going to the animal level of predator, so that we take the next step and present the greatest complexity of the Eilam to be eaten by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, by the Mizbeah. So too is the Kivush of Eretz Yisrael seen as needing to be absorbed by the higher form of life. This is basically what the Nazis held. This is the same as Amalek's vision, that humanity tends either in the right nature of Reishis, that's Reishis Goyim Amalek, or Reishis Yisrael, it's called Reishis Tvuasai. Therefore, it's absolutely essential to see the wars of Eretz Yisrael not as a local, mechanical way of asserting power. But the idea of Kivush is the assertion of a higher level of space, a higher level of time, and this is Shabbos, which is Mamish Nogei La'alocha, and a higher level of humanity and morality, which is the nature of the Yir Nidachas aspect. We actually learn La'alocha from here that we're allowed to buy homes on Shabbos from a goy, because the original coming in and being Kivush Eretz Yisrael was on Shabbos. So therefore, the schus of yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah that allows you to bavis, not to be on the Raisa, but you're allowed to be oisik with a goy on Shabbos to be kena by it. V'rak atem, I'm warning you though, shimru min acherem, if you're not careful with this cherem that we are making on ourselves, pin tacharimu, not only will you yourselves become a cherem, you'll be machrim all of Klal Yisrael, which of course is exactly what happens in the next story. Ulekachtem, because that may be what happens to you, and then samtem et machan Yisrael acherem v'achartem oto. You will indeed make us ugly instead of making us what we were meant to be. V'chol kesev v'zahav, the jewelry, the klei nechoshet barzel, is kodesh ul Adonai otzar Adonai yavon, nobody's to touch anything. V'yora ha'am v'yitke'u b'shofarot, v'yikishmo ha'am et kol ha'shofar, Vayariu ha'am tura gedola, vatipola chomatachtea, vayala ha'am ha'ira ish negdo, vayokidu at ha'ir. They simply walked into the city that had previously been segura u'misugeret, vayacharimu et kol asher be'ir, mi'ish v'yad isha, minar v'yad zaken, v'yad shor v'aseh v'achamor, lefi chorev. And the idea of lefi chorev is that we view a cherev as having a mouth, as it eats. That's the keyach of din. That's cherev pipiot, which we understand to be a reference to Kriyat Shema itself. Cherev pipiot biadam, is actually lefi charev, because again, this is an act of nidachat. Uleshnayim anashim amraglim et haaretz, amar Yoshua, bo beit ha'isha hazona. He told the maraglim who had given their word, you go and personally be mekayim that shvua. Votziu misham et ha'isha v'et kol asher la, kasher nishbatem la. You made the shvua, you act on that shvua. And here suddenly the maraglim become boys. Vayavo ha'ni'arim. Hamiraglim vayotziu et Rachav. In dealing with Rachav in this fashion, we see them now as zerizim, personally, first of all. First they're malachim, then they're anoshim, and then they're neorim. And so they have every different aspect to them, and they take out et aviyah, et imah, et achea, et kol asher la. They take out her father, and her mother, and her brothers, and everything that she has, and then it adds, it kol mishpachoteo, it's you. What is being added? You said, v'kol ashallah. So what this adds, says the Yerushalmi, is an amazing thing. When Chizkiyo was ill, it says he turned his face to the kir, turned his face to the wall, and he davened for the extra years of his life she was given. So the Yerushalmi says, what kir was it? It was Rachav HaZonah's kir. He said, if Rachav HaZonah, because of the fact that she was, all she did was matzil, she was matzil a little bit, basically. These two people, shtei nefashot. Because of those shtei nefashot, Kalev and Pinchas, look what was given to her. Not only her own personal family, that kol mishpichotah, each one of those families had gone ahead and been mitdabek with another 200 people, who knows? So every one of them was all mishpach. All of a sudden, they were getting married to make sure everybody would come in. They're all part of the family. So no matter what kind of cousin it was also I, Avotai, who are Makarev, all of these Gerim, like Rachav herself. So Alakas Kama Bakama, and the Dira Kadosh Baruch Hu was nice and like Esnavsha. So then they took them, they put them out of the Machane until they could complete their Tahira and their Gerus, because afterwards we'll see that she ended up living with Yisrael. V'yir Sarfu Ba'esh, V'chol Asher Ba, Raka Kesev Azava Klein Echoshev HaBazel, Not Nuo Tzar Beit Adonai. So the city was burned, the things that could be given to Megdash were given, and then Rachav HaZonah, V'Beit Aviyah, V'et Kol Asher La, Echeya Yehoshua, V'Teshev B'Kerev Yisrael Ad Hayom Hazeh. She lived not Michutz L'Machane, but completely in the midst of Yisrael, because indeed she married Yehoshua, according to Chazal, and gave birth to those Nevi'im, that included even Yirmiyahu HaNavi, Yoshua made the nation swear, we curse the individual who at any time in the future will get up to rebuild this city. He'll put in the foundation stone with the death of his oldest son. And as he puts up the gates, his youngest will die. And this, of course, is what happened to Chiyo Beis Hayeli, we'll see later on. So that this needs to become a symbol of Dere Deres, that is part of the actual way in which we experience the meaning of the Cherem of the Knesset Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't a one-time thing. This was definitive. Vayi Adonai et Yehoshua, vayi Shamo b'chol ha'aretz. This shows that he was one of the four, that there's the Medrash Pesach Yotzu Lahem Monitin Ba'olam. He actually put out coinage that had Yoshua, that everybody understood Yoshua and what he represented. So again, the meaning of this parak is to make us recognize that we have to find a place for ourselves in Eretz Yisrael. That's the point. It was the definition of this being where we belong. And at that point, lo yachmod ishet artzecha. No one can stand up against you, but it has to be your place. As long as there's a question of my needing to make it my place, it becomes now a mechanical act, a political act, an act stam of warfare, not in terms of primal kibush. The more it's that way, the more problematic it becomes. And this, of course, is what happens throughout the rest of the Sefer, is the disappointment of the vision of Yoshua, which begins immediately in the next parak, in which the very accepting of the cherem and the very acceptance of the interrelated responsibility of Arvus as we crossed over the Yarden is challenged by Achan and leads to the most horrific losses right at the beginning of a war, which of course has been with us ever since. So that the Nevi'im is meant to express for us. Gvulei Eretz Yisrael, even if we had never been Chayte, we would have needed Sefer Yehoshua as part of Chamisha Chum Shetara and Yehoshua, says the Gemara. Because this, the relationship to Eretz Yisrael and what it means to be the Bereshis Bar Elokim, the Garmasavik de Amo, defines our identity. When identity is taken from elsewhere and used to be applied to Eretz Yisrael, the result is disastrous.